Good to see you all here today and looking forward to what Jason and John and I think are going to be an exciting time of worship. We've got a lot of things to share with you today. So we're glad you're here. I want to share a verse of scripture with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says this: however, as scripture says, what no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those who love him. Things we can't see, things we can't hear, things we never thought could happen is the very thing that God does, and he includes us. You're going to hear some more about that in just a little while. Would you pray with me, please? God, I want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to be here again to worship you, to praise you. Maybe we need to repent, to be strengthened by you, to understand what it means that even if we can't see it, even if we can't hear it, even if we can't imagine it, you are still at work doing wonderful, creative, incredible things for us, to us, and through us. May you bring that truth to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't usually put a bottle like this on the pulpit. How many of you know what this is? Water. No, this is 20 more minutes of being able to preach. So,
we sure there's water in there.
Nice, Jason. Nice. I didn't think Jason had that kind of stuff in him, but I guess he does.
Just because it's clear doesn't mean it's water.
If I were to ask you what was one or two of your childhood dreams, what might you say? Go back to when you were 8, 9, 10, maybe 12, 13. If I were to ask you what was one or two of your childhood dreams, what would you say? What memories would that bring back for you? Let me share one of mine. One of my childhood dreams was to play baseball for the Baltimore Orioles. I grew up in a professional league city, Baltimore. We had the Baltimore Orioles for baseball. We had the Baltimore Bullets for basketball. We had the Baltimore Colts for football. I was still playing and had a chance to see him. Everyone made it to the show. But I played baseball with someone who did. Look at this picture. Played for the Orioles for 3 years. John was not a kind of baseball player you'd think. He was only 5'8" tall. That's it. When I played Little League with him, fortunately on my team, he hit, understand it. How could he be that good? It was incredible. But he lived out my the Orioles. This morning I want to share a message with you called I Can Only Imagine. If you have your outlines, take them please. It should be in your bulletins. I Can Only imagine. That's how it was for me and the Orioles. I could only imagine what it would have been like. A couple of things about imagining. First, number one, imagination is essential to living by faith. In fact, you cannot live by faith without using your imagination, because you can't see God, so we have to use our imagination to practice out our faith. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says this: "What is faith? It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see." Living by faith means there's a lot we can't see that God is doing, that He's working through us or working through others or working through our church. We can't see it all, but God is at work. Notice a couple of things in this verse. First of all, faith is a way of seeing. And he says here that God says, whatever we hope for, when you believe, it's going to happen. Not that it might happen, but that it's going to happen. That is faith. Now, God gave us two ways of seeing. First, you can see through your physical eyes. That's one way of seeing. And second, you can see by the imagination in your mind. You can picture things in your mind. And when you dream them, you can visualize them. That's another way of seeing. Has anybody ever done that? You ever imagined anything and in your mind you just developed this picture that involved you and maybe some other people? You remember when you were a kid at Christmas time? Came downstairs and there were gifts wrapped underneath the tree. And you saw some of the boxes with your name on it. And you started imagining what's inside that box. You knew what you asked for. And you were just trying to figure out, what box is it in? And you got excited because you thought you knew what was inside the box because you were picturing it in your mind. You could not see it, but you were imagining what that gift was. That ever happened to you? Man, I'd look at the box and it'd be nice, and I'm like, dude, this has got to be what I want, and open it up, and it's from my grandmother. It's underwear, socks. This is a tool that God says you have to use in walking with Him. Because you can't see God. So when you can't see God, you've got to imagine that He is there. God has given us tools of imagination. For instance, we take communion. And you can't really understand and see all of what would happen with Jesus on the cross. We know it. And we go to God and we thank Him for it. But we don't have all the vision for it. There's communion, there's the Lord's Supper, there's baptism. And these are symbols of our faith. They help us visualize. They help us picture the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says this: "We set our eyes not on what we see, but on what we cannot see. What we see will last only a short time, but what we cannot see will last forever." What does this mean? It means that the material is temporary and the immaterial is eternal. So we can't see the Father, the Son, nor the Holy Spirit. They're going to last for eternity, even though we can't see them. You can't see your own soul, even though it's going to last for all eternity. The Bible says you need to focus on the things that will last, that you cannot see. You have to imagine them. So my imagination shapes my life. And imagination is essential to living by faith. Number two, great lives are built around great dreams. No one is naturally a great person. You just don't pop out from your mom as a great person. You become great by attaching your life to a great cause, a great purpose, a great dream. You need something bigger than yourself to draw you out of yourself, to make you grow better than yourself. And that's what makes a great person. Until you have a dream, you will never be the great person that God wants you to be. Greatness comes from what you attach yourself to. You need something bigger than yourself that pulls you out of yourself and out of your self-centeredness that makes you great. We need to unlock our imagination. We need to become that greater person that God wants us to be. And so we need to dream. We need to visualize and think about how God wants to use you in the future. How God wants you to use your finances or your family, your ministry, your career. How does God want to use that now and going forward? Ephesians 1:18 says this, "May God enlighten the eyes of your mind so that you can see the hope that His calling holds for you." Look what it says there. May God enlighten the eyes of your mind. He's not talking about physical eyes here. He's talking about your imagination. He's saying, I pray that your imagination will come alive, and in faith, you'll be able to see God's dream for your life, God's vision for your life, God's purpose and plan for your life, God's calling for your life. Folks, God has a calling for you. Most people miss their calling in life. Why? Because they're following their dream instead of God's dream. God said, I want to give you my dream for your life. That's your calling. He says, when you understand what I've made you for, what I've built you for, what I have a vision for in your life, then you're going to have hope. You will know the hope His calling has for you. If you want significance in your life, if you want satisfaction in your life, if you want fulfillment in your life, this is what you've got to do. You've got to stop following your dream for your life, and you've got to start following God's dream for your life. If you can't imagine your calling, if you can't dream God's dream for your life, you're not really living. You're just existing. And you're just going through life without a dream. Look at Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people what? They perish. Folks, I don't want you or myself to perish emotionally or spiritually. I want you to realize and fulfill God's purpose for you and for you to do what it is that God calls you to do. I want us as a church to realize and fulfill God's purpose for Grace Point. And we need all of you involved to do that. Great lives are built around great dreams. Great churches are built around God's dream for us. Number three, God's dream for my life is bigger than my dream. It's exponentially bigger. It is far larger. It's eternally significant. Folks, there are a lot of dreams. You can have a big dream, but maybe they're not significant. You could dream of being a millionaire by a certain age, but for what purpose? God didn't bring or put you or me on this planet to live for ourselves. Neither does God put churches here to live for itself, to serve themselves. He puts churches here to get their hands dirty, trying to make an impact on a lost world, one person at a time. God's dream for our church, for your life, is bigger than your dream or mine. As I was preparing this message, I apply this stuff to myself while I'm getting it together and praying through it. And I must admit, this is a difficult thing for me. Sometimes I'm afraid to dream that bigger dream. Because what if I'm wrong? What if I missed God? And I just go out there and I talk about a great dream for my life, or I talk about a great dream for this church, Grace Point Church. What if that happens and nothing takes place? Then I feel like a fool. As long as we're following God's direction, we'll never need to feel like a fool. Even if we fail. At least we tried. Look at this verse in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by His Spirit working deeply and gently with us. Look at that. Look at the first part of that verse. God can do anything. Look, far more than you could ever imagine. Imagine a dream. Just imagine what you'd like God to do through your life and what you'd like to do for your life for God. And just imagine that for our church. Just do it. And then pause and realize what you were just thinking about. God can do far more than that. Far more than we could ever imagine. God wants me and you and Grace Point to dream big. Write that down in your outline and make the words "dream big" all capital letters. Big capital letters. God wants you and me and Grace Point Church to dream big. He wants me to use the imagination that He gave me, because dreaming big honors God. It shows faith and it shows trust. Fill this in. Let the size of my God determine the size of my goals. Not what you can think, not what I just can think, not what a small group can come up with. We need to let the size of God determine the size of my goals. Can you imagine that? Think about what God has done all through the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Every miracle, every deliverance He gave. Let the size of my God determine the size of my goals. That's a challenge. To me, that's hard. I'm working on it. And number four, God's Spirit and God's Word fuel my imagination. These are the two sources that God provides to energize your dream so you don't run out of gas. First, He gives you His own Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And second, He gives us His Word, the promises in the Bible. John 14, verses 16 and 17 says this, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper who will be with you forever. That helper is the Spirit of truth. You know Him because He lives with you and will be in you. This is where the power comes from, folks. We don't get it from some self-help psychology. It's not to build up yourself with positive mental attitudes. It's the Holy Spirit working in you, giving you power, meeting your needs, and not only doing that for you, but doing that for our church. When John and Jason and I were planning the service this week, I wanted to use the phrase, I can only imagine. That's what the verses that's what it's talking about. I can only imagine. So I asked Jason and John myself to write out some thoughts about what God is doing and will continue to do through us at Grace Point Church. So here's what Jason wrote. I love seeing and meeting new folks who are visiting weekly. Most important, folks are ready to be baptized. How awesome is that? The goal of the church, according to Jesus, is to love, bring, and welcome new folks into the family of God. He desires everyone to be part of His family. We need to keep up what we are doing and stay the course, so one day we will hear, well done, good and faithful servants. I can't wait to see what God has in store for us. Let's keep going strong so we can reach everyone we come in contact with. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Pastor John says this, people are now texting, posting, calling, and telling us face-to-face that they're seeing the church campus here at 942 Folly Road for the first time. Yes. He didn't say yes. I said yes. If you look around, this area is exploding with excitement as new buildings, even right across the street, are going up and new people are moving in. Grace Point is in the perfect place to grow and minister in incredible ways. If we are excited about sharing the good news of Christ and the enthusiasm of the Grace Point family, we will see growth and development that will amaze us. I'm going to pause right there because that goes along with what we're saying. John says, this is going to amaze us. I can only, what? Imagine. It starts with each of us sharing the amazing grace, indescribable joy, and secure salvation we've experienced, which will draw others along us into our exciting journey. Grace Point, a true point of grace. Thank you, John. Here's mine. Some of my visions for Grace Point Church. I can only imagine. I can only imagine a time when every person associated with Grace Point Church would rather reach for the stars in God's kingdom and God's work and fail than to sit on the sidelines and do nothing. I can only imagine a day when we are baptizing folks so often that we won't need to drain the waters from the baptistry. Or that baptism at the beach won't be just a special occasion, but rather a regular celebration. I can only imagine that we will always open our church doors and our arms to lost people, to people who don't know the gospel, to those whose values are contrary to ours and whose habits are different from ours. We will accept them because this is exactly what Jesus did. I can only imagine that one of the mottos of our church will forever be that Grace Point Church is not a hotel for the saints, but rather a hospital for the sinners. I can only imagine every Sunday that we gather to worship our Heavenly Father, we will do so with deep humility and with gratitude for the blessings we've experienced. I can only imagine that we will go on mission trips, stateside, and do international missions as well. I can only imagine that Grace Point Church will become known as the place where the healthy and the sick, where the rich and the poor, where the fully functioning families and the struggling broken families will join hands together, fall on their knees, and worship and pray to God who can make all things new. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine. When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. And only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Thank you, Jason. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. The good news is what we can only imagine, God can bring to reality. I want you to see some pictures. All right? Let's take a look. Well, this is the possibility for a new front for Grace Point Church. Looks good, doesn't it? Nice. The side view, I don't know what kind of trees they are, but they look good. Looks clean, doesn't it? Down the other side as well. Good picture of the side. A canopy ought to be pretty nice. Get people back there without getting wet. That'd be really sweet. Oh yeah, the inside. I want you to notice, this really focuses on the seating. The pews would be gone. And all of those chairs will seat 192 people in this sanctuary. We have plenty of room to grow, right? Plenty of room to grow. Is that it, Joe? All right, there we go. Folks, I can only imagine. Jason can only imagine. John can only imagine. How about you? You're in this. This is not something we're, this is something our church is doing. If you're part of Grace Point, you're in this. What do you need to begin to imagine for your life, for your business, for where you work? What can you only imagine for our church? It'll take all of us to buy into this. Not a few, not half, not most. All of us will need to buy into this. And one day, what we can only imagine will happen. I think there's a part of your outline sheet that has lines on it. Are you with me? Two of you. Good. They're not there just for show. They're not there for you to take it and just throw it away. I want you to write some things down for your life, for your family life, for your business life, and for this church life. I want you to write some things down in your mind that says, I can only imagine, dot, 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 and write it down. Now, because I know if you take it home, I know what's going to happen with it. I want you to think, I want you to pray, I want you to write some things down. What can you only imagine? What is it? Fill that in. We're getting ready to go to our response time. Use the response time to fill it in. Okay? I'm excited. I can only imagine. Let's pray. God, thank you that you allow us to be part of your work. Forgive us, God, where the times are difficult for us to live by faith. There are things, God, that we can only imagine. But God, your work in the way, in the context that we've talked about it here, starts with faith, whether it's small or large, whether it's barely there or there fully, whether it's like the dad who told Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. God, that's how we feel sometimes. We believe, God, but there's part of us that doesn't believe. And that's okay. You accept that kind of honest faith, God. I pray that today, tonight, this week, we would honestly ask you, God, what is it that you want me to believe? That you want me to do. God, give me some things that I can only imagine that will take faith for us, for our church. Thank you, God, that even though we can sometimes just only imagine, you love us, you accept us. Now, God, bless our time of response for everyone here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Melanie, hand me that water. Here's one other thing, Kev. I'm sorry, man. I got to add this in. It's not very often that you're able to be a part of a church that's about to really grow. You folks have that chance. That is so precious. I don't usually cry, do I? So take advantage of it, folks. Be here, be part of it. We're going to do baptism next week. If you've been thinking about it and you want to talk to us about being baptized next week, we are having baptism next Sunday right here. So let us know, yeah. And it's about time that Jason got baptized. So we're going to take care of that. All right. Maybe the beard and all, right? All right, we got to pray. I'm sorry. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this great day. Thank you for the challenge, the imagination that it takes to live your faith that you place out in front of us. Thank you for all the hard work that's gone into this moment. Praise you, Lord, as we move forward with great imagination and faith to be your people. We pray it all in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.